Hello. Hi, my name is Erica. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Are you available for a quick survey? It won't take long, and your opinion is very important.
You're from where?
Opinion Research. Calling exactly. For a survey, an opinion survey about Phoenix. It's a quick survey.
About what?
About Phoenix.
What about Phoenix?
It's a quick survey. Do you have time for a couple of questions right now? Your opinion is very important.
Okay, go ahead, ask.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Am I speaking with Hannah Masadu?
Yes, you're talking to me.
Okay. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Phoenix.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's going on the wrong side.
On the wrong track, you said?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, yes.
Or, like, do you feel like things are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
No, wrong direction.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the living area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north and south Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Should I repeat where the Levine area of Phoenix is, or are you aware?
I'm in Levine.
Okay. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area that I just mentioned as Levine. Is that definition, well, the definition is clear, you're Levine. And let's see. In what year were you born?
58.
1968? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
I don't know what you call me, Middle Eastern.
You're what? I'm sorry?
Middle Eastern, from the Middle East.
Okay, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That was good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read a list of things that people say would improve the quality of on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that you would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. More dining and entertainment options?
What was the question? I missed the question. What was it?
All right, no problem. Okay, so I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. You can rate them from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. Let's get the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Let's get started. What do you think about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Better public transportation options?
What's that?
So better public transportation options?
No, 5. That's good. I mean, I use my own car.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I say 1. 1.
Better
rent.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
Let me just get this one. One second.
Okay. No problem.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. I don't have any at maximum, so nothing. Probably, what do you call it? Arizona Auto Parts. Yeah, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Okay, Bear Street and Wall Maintenance from 1 to 5.
Say that again.
Sure. Better Street and Road Maintenance?
I don't know what you mean. Street,
like from 1 to 5, how do you think this would help the quality of life in Levine? Better Street and Road Maintenance?
5.
Parks and Recreational Opportunities?
5.
More good paying jobs?
Yeah, 5.
Okay. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine need?
Too few. Too few.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people?
Too few.
Work?
Too few.
Okay. But this is for people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine. Too few also?
Yeah.
And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no, or you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, more.
Yes. Yes. You feel strongly about that? Yes, somewhat? No?
Yes.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Yes?
More.
Yes?
Yes?
Strongly? Do you feel strongly about it or just somewhat?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
More.
Dollar stores and discount chains?
Too many of those ones.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
More.
Okay. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
Restaurants.
Thank you.
And what do you call it? Like a Costco.
Okay. All right. And switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is so to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is it a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
Okay. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
More.
Housing options for seniors?
We need more.
Townhouses or attached homes?
I don't care about them. Who cares? No.
And single family detached homes?
No.
How long have you lived in Phoenix?
I've been here since 2006.
So So from 5 to 10 years, right? Or
no,
from 11 to 20?
2006, 15, 20, 18 years.
Okay. Are you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, rent.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor of each one. The first is purpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Are you strongly in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to replace?
Strongly. Strongly, yeah, we need parking houses.
But this is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, they need parking lot. So how is it going to stay longer than this, or how long?
We're 80% done. Just a couple of more questions. Just to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's good.
Changing the zoning laws to allow...
Strongly, strongly, yeah. Hurry up.
Okay. And let's see... finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the year of schooling that you have completed?
84.
Did you graduate from high school? Did you go to college?
College.
Oh, you completed college?
No, I went 2 years in college.
Okay. And what is your annual household income?
Now, maybe like 30,000, maybe.
Okay.
Because lately I've been sick, that's why I'm not working.
Oh, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
You told me my first name, Hanna.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm. That would be all. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your opinion.
Okay.
It's very important.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.